The U.S. used to be the world's number one uranium producer, and most of it came from Wyoming. But since the 1980s, production has fallen off a cliff. Prices are at rock bottom. That may be about to change, though. Uranium's biggest customer is the nuclear energy industry. In coming years, hundreds of new reactors are planned for China and India. Uranium companies in the U.S. are hoping to gear up for a boom, Inside Energy's Madeline Beck reports.
It's a silvery white metal that's heavy. Very heavy. In fact, it's one of the heaviest elements on Earth, with one cup of the stuff weighing nearly 10 pounds. And uranium doesn't have the best reputation. People remember incidents like those at Three Mile Island and Chernobyl. Here's an old ABC News clip.
Radiation levels 10 times normal from Finland all the way down to Stockholm.
While those incidents are extremely rare, they can be extremely dangerous and have a huge impact on the uranium market. Every time there's a nuclear accident, nuclear energy goes out of favor, plants are shut down, there's a uranium glut, prices drop. Uranium's latest price meltdown followed the accident in 2011 at the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. In the aftermath, Japan powered down 54 nuclear reactors and sold off already purchased uranium onto the world market, driving prices into the floor.
U.S. uranium production is at a level we haven't seen in decades.
That's Scott Melby of Uranium Energy Corp.
We've got to hunker down and survive in what is one of the most difficult market periods that I've seen in my career.
Melby spoke at the recent Global Uranium Symposium in Casper, Wyoming.
But if we can position ourselves to be ready to respond when prices turn, I think it'll be very good news for everyone in this room.
A price turn. That's exactly what most in the room are anticipating. China and India combined are building 26 reactors and plan to build nearly 250 more in the coming years. And that's going to take a lot of uranium. Add to that support from the Trump administration for a revived nuclear industry in this country. So some industry analysts are predicting that prices, now in the 20s per pound, may go as high as 80 in the next 5 years. Wyoming's smaller, low-cost uranium operations will have an edge when that happens, Melby said, speaking outside the Uranium Symposium.
Well, I think clearly we'll be leading U.S. production. Wyoming has a core of producers already in place. So, you have the ability to increase pretty dramatically.
I'm driving with William Goranson of Energy Fuels to the Nichols Ranch, one of the uranium mines waiting on that price hike.
I feel like this is my third time I've gone through a business cycle where we're always on scraping by with our nails to stay alive.
One of the ways his and many other U.S. companies are able to stay alive is by in-situ mining. What that looks like at Nichols is hundreds of tan boxes dotting the mine property. The process is largely automated. A water solution is pumped underground through each of these tan boxes to dissolve the uranium, then pumped back up, and through a series of steps, uranium is separated out. Goranson said they're ready to ramp up production and develop new areas as soon as prices start recovering.
Won't be at double, but we'll be building capacity into double production.
They're not the only ones. At least four other companies are also buying up or shaping up Wyoming properties, like Scott Melby's company, Uranium Energy Corp. They just purchased a mine in northeast Wyoming, and he's got
1 foot on the brake and 1 foot on the gas.
He says for now, his company is just sitting on the assets, waiting for the market tide to turn.
I think we're setting up for that. It's inevitable. I don't know if it's imminent, but it is inevitable.
The uranium industry still has a rocky road ahead. Experts and industry vets estimated that uranium prices will start to really come back between 2020 and 2025. That's a long time to be uncertain. But a price hike, if it comes, could mean not only a boost to producers, but to U.S. energy security. Nuclear energy accounts for 20% of the nation's electricity. Even so, right now nearly 80% of the uranium needed for those plants comes from other countries, like Russia, Canada, and Kazakhstan. For Inside Energy, I'm Madeline Beck.